This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Later on this hour, President Biden is going to go into the Roosevelt Room to deliver remarks where we expect him to blame big oil companies for recent high gas prices. There's also going to be this evening a trick-or-treating event, and based on everything that we've seen, the scariest costume for the president to see this year might be somebody dressed up as his approval ratings on inflation or the economy. Neil.
Wow, you really went there. All right, thank you very much. That was very clever.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to Steve Doocy getting in a slam. The scariest costume for Biden is seeing somebody dressed up as his poll numbers. Ouch. But Joy Reid doesn't believe that. She believes that the polls are skewed towards Republicans.
The big story is that fascist movements in the Americas, while emboldened, are actually losing. First Trump. Now Bolsonaro. Here in the United States, we're a little over a week away from our own midterm elections. And if you believe the recent headlines, you would think that MAGA fascism is ascendant. If you get past those headlines and dig a little deeper, you uncover an insidious and seemingly intentional campaign by Republican-backed polling firms to flood the zone and tip the balance of polling averages in favor of their candidates to create a narrative that Republicans are surging and that a red wave is imminent and inevitable. Our friend and Democratic pollster Simon Rosenberg has been sounding the alarm for weeks about this wave of polling, noting that if the roughly 40 polls taken in key battleground states, more than half are from Republican firms or groups. Over the weekend, the New York Times released 4 new polls in key battleground states, which showed Democrats either in the lead or tied with their opponent. So why are their polls telling a different story? According to Nate Cohn of the New York Times, most of the polling over the last few weeks is coming from partisan outfits, usually Republican, or auto-dial firms. These polls are cheap enough to flood the zone. And it shouldn't come as a total surprise, given that one of those polling aggregators, Real Clear Politics, has become more openly pro-Trump. Back in 2020, the New York Times noted that Real Clear Politics has taken a rightward, aggressively pro-Trump turn. It also pointed out that their polling averages seemed skewed.
All that set up just to go after Real Clear Politics. Wow. The other polls are starting to show that the Democrats are really winning. Woo-hoo-hoo! Notice that if you may have missed this. Fascist movements are losing, she says. MAGA fascism is being presented as being ascendant, but it's not, meaning it's on the rise. And she calls it MAGA fascism. What you guys do, what I talk about all day long, which is a search for truth, is considered MAGA fascism by the left. And this guy Rosenberg's been sounding the alarm saying, don't believe it. It's not ascendant. They're not rising. They don't represent the majority of America. Forget your eyes, your ears, and your other senses, and your lying other stuff. I already said eyes. Forget it. These polls are coming from Republican groups who, by the way, have taken a page from the left and said, don't let the left just put out their propaganda unchallenged. I don't know. I got polled recently, and I actually responded. They came to my house and asked me about Blake Masters, Kerry, Abe Humaday, etc. And I said, Republican ticket, I wouldn't vote for a leftist Democrat if you put a gun to my head. I made sure this lady knew this was a Republican house or a truth-seeking house. Democrats are scared. And now they got to put out this whole new thing. And you look, I don't care about polls. You guys know me. You've heard me talk about this. I think polls are ridiculous because the bigger issue is a poll is a setup for the Democrats to say, how much can we steal? It's just a barometer. Can we steal this much or can we steal this much? And in 2020, They took it upon themselves to proclaim Biden was ahead, which was a lie. No indicator would give you the belief that Joe Biden was ahead. Nothing. They created it. They created the polls. They created all the false narratives so they could steal. And when they found out it wasn't enough, at whatever time in the morning, they systematically said, let's all put the thumb drives in. This is the new number. Boop. And they were prepared for the big cheat. And I'm going to tell you right now, you are not worried about a fair election. Not if you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, which that's what you are listening to. And I happen to be Kevin Jackson, 844-551-8255. You're not afraid. Well, what you are afraid of is being cheated out. Because you know and I know, Democrats can't win a fair election. If they don't cheat, if they don't put their finger on the scale, they don't win anything. They can't even win the governorship of New York. They are afraid of losing that seat. Lee Zeldin, you know what he's done? Is he a vibrant dude? Have you seen Lee? Is he some kind of Hollywood hunk? You know, James Dean is out there going, listen, New York, don't you love me? Don't I look good? No, he's an ordinary looking dude that says, hey, if you want high crime, high inflation, no opportunity, lockdowns, forced vaccinations, vote for Hochul. She'll give you all of that. But if you want your freedom back, pay attention to me. And you know what people are doing? They're paying attention to Lee Zeldin. So much so that the Democrats have called out their secret weapon. Baby Black Jesus is out there writing commercials. You got to protect Kathy Hochul. She's a girl. I mean, she ain't done nothing. She took over for the love gov. But you know what? It's my job to tell you what to do. Oh, by the way, they're going to steal your Social Security, so you better do something. I cannot help but laugh at the desperation of the Democrats. They are funny to watch. It is so fearful. And don't misunderstand me. Republicans have to respond with the same messages. We're not going to steal Social Security, but what do you care when they're invading the border? When, you know, the illegals will take over everything. The MS-13 gangs will be living with you soon. I mean, they all are hyperbole, but at least the Republicans have some basis of truth. The Democrats have none. They say, these Republican pollsters, it's insidious what they're doing. And you know what the left is mad about? They're left that if the Republicans are indeed putting out their own truthful polls, the Democrats hate it because the Democrats' polls are nothing but lies. Four new polls, she says, where the Democrats are either in the lead or tied. I don't think they believe that. When we come back, NBC had talked about these polls, and I think you're going to find this very interesting.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I haven't taken any formal poll, but I'm going to tell you the thing that I noticed the most, and you may be different, and I know you may be thinking, and I'm talking about it for inflation, you may be thinking, Kevin, it's the gas prices. You would think it is, but it isn't. It's not. I've seen the prices. It's a pain in the butt. I've seen, you know, we had to drive a truck back. It was $235 to get this truck to half full, I believe. Now, it's got a bigger tank. It's a big, you know, it's a 26-foot truck. So it's got a bigger tank. I don't know how many, but when you have triple digits for filling up a vehicle, it's a shocker. Now, maybe these guys that have these dualies and all that, they're used to it, but I'm not used to it. But I told you guys there was a girl at the gas station going from pump to pump, driving her car up, taking the little bit of gas that might be left in a thing. The new pumps don't do that. The old pumps might have had a little residual gas, but she was trying it. That's how desperate she was to put gas in her car. This was in California. Saw it with my own eyes. Couldn't figure out what she was doing. I was like, what's she doing? The pumps are working. She was squeezing them to see if there was anything left. Anyway, before we get back into polling and government waste and election denying and the midterms and all these other things, which I did an entire hour last hour on human nature that I think is best of, because you know, I'm showing you the Democrats. There's no reasoning with them. The only thing that reasons with a Democrat, you want to know? The only thing that gets to a Democrat, I've said this for years. Some of you are already ahead of me because you've been paying attention in class. You're my A students. And some of you are flunking out. No, if you're listening to the program, you can't flunk out because you're already, you're good. But maybe you're getting a C. The only way Democrats learn a lesson is when the lesson hits them. That's it. Other than that, it ain't gonna happen. They don't learn jack. They don't have the brain power to learn anything. Here's the deal. This caught my attention. $50 burger. Here's what they wrote in the New York Post. Well, that's rich. Humble comfort foods are now dangerously close to becoming unaffordable luxuries, pardon me, for many New Yorkers in the age of menuflation. Well, it's not menuflation, it's Bidenflation. Let's call it what it is. With rising food and labor costs, restaurant owners risk biting off more than they can chew, leaving customers to make up the difference. And here's what they write. You must ask yourself, sacrifice quality and keep the price as is, or never sacrifice quality and raise prices. That's our business model. Brooklyn Chop House Director of Operations Stratus Morphogen told the Post, for now, customers appear willing to fork over the extra dough. Well, let's face it. New Yorkers have been paying extra money for stuff for a long time. So have Californians. But what about the average person? I was in a cab one time, and I was talking. I always talk these guys up because cabbies see a lot of people. They see a lot of stuff. And I asked the guy. He had moved over. They were all foreigners, of course, that came over looking for the American dream. And I said, did you find it? He goes, not in Manhattan. He goes, one time I pull over to a place, they tell me it's $3 for a bottle of water. Because I was really thirsty. And I say to the guy, look, that's a tourist price. Can I just get a bottle of water at a reasonable price for a guy making a living? The guy goes, it's $3, man. And he goes, that's when I realized there's us, and then there's the people that, you know, kind of help us pay the bills. There's no, we're one for all and all for one. Everybody's out to get a buck from you. I look at it this way, too. Whether you go out, you take your car out, you're going to have a leisurely drive to the beach. Go park on the beach, $14, or $2.95 an hour, or something crazy. Go, you know, to the restaurant. Look at the bill. Surcharges on top of surcharges. City taxes. Go stay at a hotel. Go rent a car. And you know what you find out? Everybody is fleecing you. If you only had to pay for the service itself, you know, the food itself, or the beach itself, or whatever you're wanting to do, the rental car, the hotel room, it's half price. You'd look at stuff and go, man, this is reasonable. I can afford this. I dare you, look at your airline ticket, look at your rental car receipt, look at the hotel receipt, look at how you get fleeced for merely being a person that says, I want to see America. I want to see the world. I want to go enjoy these different activities. I tell the story one time I was in San Francisco. We were all going to go party. Made the mistake of taking our own rental car, trying to park next to the venue. $40 if you could find a spot. Couldn't find a spot. Ended up parking, I'm going to say, 3/4 of a mile away. $20. Now, this was years ago. $20 to take my car, to park it almost a mile away, to walk to the venue where I'm going to do what? Anybody want to guess? Pay the cover charge for overpriced drinks and lackluster entertainment. And call it a night out. Actually, that night was fun, I got to admit. Because we went to this club, and had a great time. Little did we know when we came back and told people that place was the bomb. The next night it was gay night. So when the guys went, they go, yeah, real funny. And we were like, what? And they're like, real funny. Well, I didn't realize that, you know, Wednesday night was hetero night and Thursday night was gay night. So we sent these guys there on Thursday night and they thought we were playing a joke on them, and we weren't. We had a blast on Wednesday. They still haven't forgiven me for that. Oh my goodness. Anyway, this guy goes on. He says, with the rising recession fears and labor shortages are factors in why menus have increased across the city. We have not seen it impact the demand for our restaurants. What he's saying is this. We are raising the prices of stuff in anticipation for what's coming. We don't know where things are going to go. And so they then listed the prices that they think you are going to be paying for things in New York in the coming weeks, months. $50 for a hamburger. I'm not talking McDonald's now. I'm talking about what they call a gourmet burger, one made from scratch with all your stuff. $50. And I can tell you, I can attest, I was at a place where we got burgers, two people, burgers, drinks, and an appetizer, $51. If you'd said to me I'd be paying $25 for burgers, a Coke, and some fries, I would tell you, you're in Hawaii. I paid $13 in Hawaii years ago for that, years and years ago, when it was probably $5 anywhere else in the country. And I thought to myself, how do people live here? Well, this is where we are. We get back. Lots more to talk about. I want to talk more about this polling because I think inflation and crime are the two biggest issues driving this polling, and I think NBC agrees with me, surprisingly so. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration is providing more than $13 billion in aid to help cut energy costs for American families. The White House will roll out funding to help low- and moderate-income families pay their energy bills and make energy-efficient upgrades to their homes. The effort includes $4.5 billion in funds from the LIHEAP program and $9 billion from the Inflation Reduction Act. Almost 2 in 3 registered voters believe the economy is currently in a recession. A Politico Morning Consult poll showed only 22% of those said the opposite and 14% had no opinion. Republicans said the economy was in a recession more often at 81% versus only 51% of Democrats. Please follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats so wish they were us, so wish they could flip the script so that they could have some sort of logic and reason on their side when it comes to the issues. The problem is they're demented clowns. They want the midterms to be about abortion. That's why they had this person leak the Supreme Court justice's decision to say, you know what? Abortion is not something that the federal government should be ruling on. We'll leave it to the states. This government is about, technically it is what the government should be ruling on in the sense that they should be protecting little babies. But I get it. They're saying this isn't about a woman's right to choose or her health or whatever. Let the states decide. If you want to be a baby-killing state, go for it. If you want to let mass murderers out, you know, which is what Illinois is doing, it's not our decision. Figure out where you want to live. Don't live there. Don't live there. That's the American way. That's what the 10th Amendment was for. To say this tyrannical federal government, if it does not involve figuring out how what is best for the citizens as a whole, we keep our noses out of it. The problem is the federal government has got their nose in everything. Anyway, abortion. That's one of their key linchpin issues. They did everything they could to make this such a huge thing. And then now, when they find out that they're all their other issues, they got a lot of peccadilloes. They got a lot of skeletons in the closet. When all that comes out, they go, oh, now they're going to attack your Social Security. They're going to take away your Social Security. Pretty soon, they'll be telling black people, they're going to put y'all back in chains. You're going to be slaves again. You better watch out. Little girls, this toxic masculinity, it's all the boogeyman. There's a boogeyman. Look at, no, he's over here. No, he's over here. No, he's over here. Boogeyman. They got to scare you, man. They got to take something from you that you probably don't deserve or, you know, is not guaranteed for you anyway. They're going to take away your health care. They're going to take away this. They're going to take away your job. How can somebody take something away from you that you go work and earn? I'll put it another way. It's like when Fox told me, Kevin, if you don't take back your tweet, you know, your life as you know it will be over. Like I'm of the firm. You better turn, drop a dime on your law firm. What's his name? Mitch? McDear? Mitch is like, I may not have much of a life, but it's going to be my life. That's the way I felt when Fox told me that. Actually, I was very, very stoic. I was like, look, let me explain something to you, Fox. While I do enjoy the pay, and I do enjoy the bit of the notoriety because it gets the word out about truth, I don't need you. I know you feel that way. I don't need you. Let the chips fall where they may. You want to know why? I can tell you this with confidence because I know there is a loving, living God who has given me a lot of good insights about myself, good and bad. And he's saying to me right now, Kev, as bad as you are, I will take care of you. And I believe that wholeheartedly. And that's why I want to say it to you guys. You know, Kevin, I don't know if I should get vaccinated for my job. And I go, man, let me explain something to you. I believe in a loving, living God. I believe he will take care of you. And I wouldn't do it. God gave me my body to make choices about. Nobody's going to force me to do something about it. Or, you know, put something in it. Not going to happen. And I believe that. Now what's happened? Oh, they're all backtracking. They're suing. They're saying, no, you get your job back if you were forced to get. Now, let me say this. The people who didn't do it, what happened? They're vindicated. They're getting back pay. They had long vacations. They're getting back pay. They're getting their jobs back. Even with these leftists going, we still would enforce it, man. I don't care what you say. I don't care what the court say. I don't care what your loving, living God says, Kevin. I own you, man. And I'm going, no, you don't. What about the people who got vaccinated? The ones who are having myocarditis, Guillain-Barré, etc. What's going on with them? The ones who dropped dead, the ones who now have lifelong disabilities, whatever they may be. What about them? I'm not making it look. Your choice to believe in God was one thing. Your choice to do, you know, to get that shot for whatever reason, your thing. I have people tell me, man, I had to travel. I mean, this is my job. I had to travel. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care what my job was. I wasn't getting the shot. It didn't matter. I would have figured it out. That's what the black market is for. If I had to take the green book and zip around in the undercovers, you know, back alleys and places, you know, going to get my hooch, that's what I would have done because I wasn't going to get the shot. Anyway, abortion and Social Security is not playing well, is it? Have I said who we are? The Kevin Jackson Network. Welcome, folks. Here's a clip from a guy talking about what's going on with the Democrats and how the issues that are at play right now and why the Democrats are running so scared, why they are in a level of desperation that's probably second to none. This is from NBC, by the way.
This is new from Gallup. They ask folks the issues they consider the most important, very important. And you see the economy tops it, abortion, second, crime, gun policy, immigration. Then you ask folks who say these are the most important issues to them how they intend to vote. And I think this is interesting, too, because look at this. On all but one of these topics, Republicans have an advantage. And on three of them, the economy, crime, immigration, Republicans have massive advantages over Democrats. So when you look at this issue set, you look at how these voters are breaking along these issues, you see what looks like a significant Republican advantage. But again, you go back to that generic ballot, and this is not right now looking like a runaway in the polls for Republicans.
Crime has been the sleeper issue when I go out and talk to voters in some of these states. You know, it's not scientific, but it's just one of those things that keeps coming up that I feel like maybe we miss in some of our conversations otherwise.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here with NBC. Let me give you these again, okay? There are five issues, top five issues. They're all. This is, such an interesting discussion. The economy, number one. Abortion, supposedly, number two. Crime, number three. Gun policy, number four. And immigration, number five. Now, let me give you the breakdown. These are the issues and what percentage the people are talking about these issues. So the economy, 49% say it's a top issue. Abortion, 42%. Crime, 40%. Gun policy, 38%. And immigration, 37%. 12-point differential between the top issue, economy, 49%, and immigration at 37%. Now, he mentioned which ones are resonating the most? So they have a rating on there, R plus X and D plus X, meaning the Republicans are, you know, what's the most galvanized, you know, who's favored, I guess, in terms of dealing with these issues? Is it a Republican or a Democrat? And then there's a number associated with it. In the economy, Republicans are plus 31%, meaning in terms of who the people think is are better to handle the economy, it's Republicans overwhelmingly. Abortion, they picked the Democrats. By the way, only one Democrats won, and it's Democrats plus 14. So in the way of killing babies, they think Democrats are better at it, so they have an advantage. On crime, Republicans plus 28. Gun policy, Republicans plus 5. That's the lowest on any of these. And immigration, Republicans plus 33. So in three of those issues, the economy, crime, and immigration, the Republicans are double digits. People believe they can handle the issue better. On gun policy, they have an advantage, plus 5. That's probably a little bit related to crime. And the Democrats only lead on abortion. Now, let's think about these issues and how broad they are. Now, I've talked about this before. The economy. Who do you think's feeling it? Do you think it's just men and women? Do you think it's just boys and girls? Do you think it's just Republicans and Democrats? Do you think it's Muslims and Jews? Who do you think it is? See, because every time you go to the grocery store, fill up your gas tank or whatever, across the board, it's felt. Crime. Who feels it the most? I'll answer. Democrats. Democrats in big cities are the ones dealing with this issue more so than any of us. And yet, the people who believe that they can take who's going to get do the best on crime, Republicans plus 28. Gun policy, related to crime, same thing. Immigration, mostly related to states along the border. California, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. A little bit of Florida because they got involved, right? Who do you think they think are best to deal with it? Republicans plus 33. So that one's a regional-based issue that has some national implications, as we all know. School, you know, education, medical system, the welfare system, etc. Abortion is limited. Abortion is not something men really think about. A little bit. You know, should I be forced to not be have a choice in the baby being born? Things like that. Just mostly a women's issue. And because conservative women tend to be pretty much pro-life, one can understand how this is not going to be the issue that pulls the Democrats across the finish line.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
OP Senate pickups in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia. All that could give the Republicans a 52-48 Senate. Arizona, very close. And later in the show, by the way, we're going to have former General Donald Bolduc. He's the GOP candidate in New Hampshire, where that race is a toss-up. Could be one of the big surprises. But I'm particularly interested in content and message, and it is still, for the Senate races, inflation and the economy. Up in New Hampshire, for example, this is so important, electricity rates are soaring, blackouts are threatening, natural gas and home heating oil is short. So what is Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan's solution? Sell more out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Also, use the home heating reserve. That's the wrong answer. That's a Biden answer. People don't believe in Biden answers anymore. He is incapable of telling the truth about the economy or the energy situation. How is it that the entire Democratic Party, really, it seems like the entire Democratic Party will not recognize the power, the efficiency, and the importance of the American oil and gas business?
Well, I'll say number one, if you talk to people across the country, as I'm doing, I'm in the middle of a 17-state national bus tour right now, people are hurting. Lives of working men and women across this country have gotten really hard. They're seniors who've seen their 401ks drop 20, 25, 30% in the last 2 years, who can't afford food and rent and their mortgage. They can't afford basic expenses. And people are upset. I mean, the highest inflation in 40 years is making people's lives a lot harder. When you see someone wait in line to fill up the tank on their gas and they can't fill it up, they got to put $10 or $20 in, people are hurting. And I think if you look at the polls and pretty much every state in the country, inflation is the number one issue. Crime is the number two issue. And illegal immigration is the number three issue. And in all three of those, this administration's agenda has been a train wreck.
That was Larry Kudlow at first talking about Biden's energy policy. And he goes on to explain. He says, why would you continue down this path? Raiding the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. So right now, who was it that tweeted this? We get... Let's just say, I think it's like 56 million barrels of oil from Russia or whatever per day. And the Keystone Pipeline would have produced 87 million barrels or 1,000 or whatever. Here's my point. Whatever the number was from Russia, the Keystone Pipeline would have created 1.5 times that daily. Whatever we get from Russia daily is what Keystone Pipeline would have created daily. That's what the statistic was. I don't know if that's true. Look it up. I'm not trying to be news. But what I will tell you is I believe it. Joe Biden is intentionally trying to kill the fossil fuel industry. He said he was going to do it, and he's doing it. And he's putting America at risk. But then who cares? Because as I explained in the first hour, Democrats are self-serving. Joe Biden doesn't care if he puts America at risk as long as the big guy gets paid, as long as Hunter stays out of prison, as long as Jill gets to be considered a doctor, as long as his brother Jack makes his money. Biden doesn't care what it is. Bring me your deal. I'll sign it. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? Seniors can't afford food. They can't afford rents, mortgages. Ted Cruz says they're upset. They're upset because people are hurting. Kudlow said he expects a 52-48 Senate. That's the number everybody's talking about now. Arizona's close. I think Blake Masters is going to pull it out. New Hampshire is a surprise that it could even be a toss-up. What are the two key issues? Inflation and the economy. Electricity rates are soaring in New Hampshire. Blackouts being threatened. Heating oil shortages that are occurring in the Northeast. Now, I don't know if you saw Tucker. He's saying diesel fuel is going to be on such short supply, that's going to, again, mess up the supply chain. You know what uses diesel? Diesel trucks, the big trucks. It's already going to be disrupted because of the winter. Look, every death that occurred in the summer due to massive heat, Biden. Every death that's going to occur during the winter because of the this unbelievable cold that's likely to hit. I know it's hard to believe with all this global climate change that it's actually going to be cold in the winter and hot in the summers. There are going to be people dying. You know whose fault it's going to be? Joe Biden and that administration. Try heating your house on solar or wind in the winter. Try it. I go back to this clip. That MSNBC, let's play it again. It's worth hearing again.
This is new from Gallup. They ask folks the issues they consider the most important, very important. And you see the economy tops it, abortion second, crime, gun policy, immigration. Then you ask folks who say these are the most important issues to them, how they intend to vote. And I think this is interesting, too, because look at this. On all but one of these topics, Republicans have an advantage. And on three of them, the economy, crime, immigration, Republicans have massive advantages over Democrats. So when you look at this issue set, you look at how these voters are breaking along these issues, you see what looks like a significant Republican advantage. But again, you go back to that generic ballot, and this is not right now looking like a runaway in the polls for Republicans.
Crime has been the sleeper issue when I go out and talk to voters in some of these states. You know, it's not scientific, but it's just one of those things that keeps coming up that I feel like maybe we miss in some of our conversations otherwise.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. I find it hard to believe that abortion across this country is the number two issue. I'm just going to tell you, I don't believe it. I believe it's the economy. I believe it's crime. And then I believe it's immigration. And the reason why I don't include gun policy is I believe gun policy is wrapped into crime. And in every one of those issues, those four issues I just named, making it three if you wrap gun crime, gun policy into crime, Republicans are winning big time. Even then, on the issue that Democrats go, oh, well, this is a big deal, it's abortion, they're considered to be able to handle it with a plus 14. Okay, fine. I'll concede to that one. But, okay, why didn't Social Security make it onto this list? Oh, Kevin, there'll be a new poll next week. They'll add Social Security. Let me tell you something about Social Security. Nobody's really afraid of losing it. One of the pundits alluded to that. I think it was Jesse Waters. When some Jessica Tardoff brought up that, you know, Barack Obama speaking on Social Security, they're trying to change the narrative 5 days into the before, 6 days, whatever the number is, 2 days before the election, I don't know, whatever, a week before the election. They want to see if they can shift the narrative and make it all about Social Security. But let me tell you something. When your Social Security isn't paying for your inflation, isn't covering your bills and your meds and your rent anymore like it used to, when you, who's feeling this the most? Look, you got Social Security. If you think they're taking it away from you, that the Republicans are taking it away from you, I have a memo for you. The Democrats are eroding your Social Security to the point where it doesn't matter. You let them continue, it won't matter whether you have it or you don't. You won't be able to afford to live. And I'm willing to make this bet, particularly if there's no cheating. The majority of the people who are thinking about Social Security are thinking about it from an inflation point of view, not from, will I have it? See, let me explain something. You're 65 years old, 67, whatever it is now to get it. It'll be 80 soon. You're getting Social Security. Are you concerned you're going to lose it between now and the time you die? Really? The short answer is no. The middle class, who they, oh, you know, the people up to the age of getting Social Security, you think you could say, oh, they're concerned about Social Security. When they watch their 401ks drop, when they watch the price of food and fuel eat up every paycheck that they make, I'm telling you, they're not worried about Social Security. They're worried about survival. See, without survival, there's no Social Security. There is no security, social or otherwise. And that's what scares the left. That's why they continue to pivot. That's why they continue to evoke fear. They have no good news. When Donald Trump ran, he could run on, we brought prosperity back. We brought manufacturing back when they said we couldn't. We created millions of new high-paying jobs. We brought, foreign companies want to now invest in America. We now have profitable in America, GDP that's rising year after year. And he could go on. He took trillions of onerous legislation out of the budget. He cut the size of government. And I, you know, many, many other things. He had something to run on. And now the public has a comparison.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.